We're holding by Kenyan Lamed, 30th Kenyan, Oev Es Abrios. Oev Es Abrios. And there's a double question to begin the Kenyan with. On the one hand, Oev Es Abrios is a tremendously beautiful midah. It's a very high, lofty ideal to love other individuals, be great, be wonderful, be a friend. But if I was talking about methods and mechanisms of acquiring Torah, Kinyane Torah, Lechora, Oevas Abrios would be that which takes somebody away from learning, more than a mechanism of acquiring learning. In other words, the more people you love, the more interaction you have with the community and the friends at large, the more social responsibilities you have, and in all likelihood, the greater distractions you're going to have from your learning. If that's the case, how can Oev Es Abrios be a mechanism for acquiring Torah? Question number one. Second of all, furthermore, earlier we had a kinyan of Ahuv, to be beloved, to be somebody that is loved by those that are around you. How is that different than Ohev Es Sabrios? Why are they two separate kinyanim? One is to love those who are around you, one is to be loved by them. How are they different? There's a fascinating Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ma'amorim. Rabbi Chanan asks, if you look through the Mishnah that we mention in the morning, Eilu Dvarim Shalim Ocha Perusein Beil Mazev Akeren Kayem Esul Yol Bava, they all seem to be mitzvos bein Adam lechavera. Consistently, bein Adam lechavera, boom, 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 until you get up to what? Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah seems to be a mitzvah bein Adam lemakom. How does that jive on the list of mitzvahs bein Adam lechavera? All of a sudden, you have a random curveball of Talmud Torah. How is Talmud Torah a mitzvah bein Adam lechavera as well? And Rabbi Chanan alludes to a famous piece from the Nefesh HaChaim, an amazingly beautiful piece from the Nefesh HaChaim in the beginning of Shar Dalet, where Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner elaborates upon the greatness of Limud HaTorah. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says there, "Dekemosh techilas brias ha'olam ha'itzah b'shvil ha'Torah," just like the world was created for Torah, like Rashi tells us at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, "Im lo brisa yoyim avalai l'chukol shamayim l'aretz l'sam," k'mochein, kiyum habriya, the continued existence of creation, b'chol rega, every moment, totally b'talmud Torah. V'lo ayin nivsak regan echo limud haTorah b'chol ha'olam, if there would be an instant, a moment of no limud haTorah in the entire world, chas v'shalom, tekav tizvat l'chol ha'metzius, the entire existence would automatically cease to exist. There would no longer be a creation. V'nimtzo shekol ha'lomei Torah liyesh l'chila b'kiyo kol ha'briya kula. And therefore, when somebody learns Torah, he is maintaining and establishing the entire world. V'inlecha toiv v'meitik l'briyos yoser mizeh. And it concludes the Nefesh HaChaim that there's no greater tov meitiv to other people in humanity greater than this. There's nothing greater to helping your fellow individual in society than realizing that Talmud Torah is that which is maintaining his mere existence. In fact, the Zohar tells us that any individual who learns Torah becomes a partner in creation. He becomes a partner in creation. And what does that mean, that he becomes a partner in creation? So Chaim Volozhiner explains that through your mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you become a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, at the beginning, from nothing. So too we have the capability of maintaining the world. Through our Limud HaTorah, every single individual has that capability of maintaining and continuing the existence of the world. Famously, that's why the Netziv Institute and the Yeshiva of Volozhin, that they had mishmaros to learn throughout the entire day, 24-hour cycle. There was always somebody in the Beis Medrash, no matter what, no matter when. You come in the middle of the night, and now it's somebody's shift, because the world is being maintained through Torah. Matisyo says, the greater that we internalize this message, the greater we really appreciate this idea. Obviously, if you want to be a good friend, if you want to be a good participant in society, so you have to know how to play your part. Not every person is supposed to be a frontline fighter. Some people are supposed to pave the road, like the Mishnah tells in Sotah. Some people are supposed to provide the food. And the entire army will fall on its face and be completely destroyed if all you have is frontline fighters. If there's no one maintaining the roads, no one providing the food, no one allowing for the equipment to be repaired, then of course the entire army will collapse and fall on its face. Every good company has to have a salesman, but it also has to have somebody who's working behind the scenes on logistics. Every organization has their frontline workers, but they also have those that are behind the scenes. And without the people that are behind the scenes, then the frontline workers, those who are out in the open, can't accomplish their job either. Says Rav Matisyo, if we really understand and internalize that the world cannot really continue to exist without our Limud HaTorah, without every single individual has the capability to be Mekai in the world, then of course that's going to lead you. You love other people. The greater you love other people, the more you want the continuing existence of the world, and you care about the community at large, that will drive and motivate you to learn, to decide to get off your bed and go and learn a little bit more now. Not only that, Rav Matisyo clues us in to a famous idea from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is famous for saying that the reason that individual in Berlin is Mechalel Shabbos by lighting a cigarette is because the Bachrim in Yeshiva were Mevatel Torah. That our Torah not only does it maintain the world, but it creates a pipeline of Kedusha. It enhances the Kedusha in the world to such an amazing degree that becomes palpable. The Kedusha becomes present. It changes the world to such an amazing reality that the person in Berlin who has no shaykhus to Torah, that person that went off the derech years and years ago, who was a tina chenishma ben akob, he grew up in the middle of Wyoming and didn't even know what Talmud Torah was or Jews were all about. That individual can be turned on to Yiddishkeit from your Limud HaTorah in Yerushalayim and Telstar in Eretz Yisrael. The more we're involved in Torah, the more we channel and bring Kedusha into the world, it creates an entire different environment. It creates a different reality around us that even those people who are completely off the derech, who never understood anything about Torah, they can be completely changed. So if you really care about your other individuals, if you really internalize the message of loving those other Yidden around you, whether they're from or not, if you really care about them, then the best way to help them is not to go and slap them in the face or have them over for a Shabbos party. Not necessarily. The best way to help them is to invest in your Limud HaTorah, to create that Kiddush in the world, make it palpable, make it real, and that will automatically, Baruch Hashem, drive them back to Yiddishkeit in a very serious and sincere way. Adkan.